Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Brother, you know the biggest loss you'll take? Is knowing the life you're meant to live and still choosing the easy road. You know what it'll take? Discipline, sacrifice, consistency. You're just hoping there's a shortcut. A long time ago, it stopped being about your potential and more about making a choice. So make the choice.
The greatest version of you demands that you are extreme. I can tell you this, that every great person I know has this extreme personality, this intense, passionate desire to cut out negativity, to constantly lean into the size of their comfort zone, to keep the promises to themselves, even when you don't feel like doing things, by the way. There's gonna be plenty of times where you don't feel like waking up, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like getting your workout in, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like drinking your 30 ounces of water, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like reading that book, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like making that sales call, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like eating clean, but you do it anyway, because that is what greatness demands of us.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
And a year from now, it's going to happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so fucking fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride?
Those times where you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times where you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. If you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams won't come true, something greater will.
You know, the most important thing in life is all about believing that you can do something. Not just that. It's all about believing you will do something. And this self-belief enables you to believe in a better future, because of your belief, you will know.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Use the word destiny over and over throughout the book. What does that mean to you?
It's a feeling you have that you know something about yourself nobody else does. The picture you have on your mind of what you're about will come true. It's kind of a thing you kind of have to keep to your own self, because it's a fragile feeling, and you put it out there, somebody will kill it. So it's best to keep that all inside.
Revisit your dream. You know, it doesn't cost anything to dream. And our dreams need auditing. As you go into this next year, it shouldn't just be doubling down on the same dream. Really take some time and evaluate your real purpose. D.L. Moody said, our greatest fear should not be that we fail. Our greatest fear should be that we succeed at something that doesn't matter. And so if you really believe what you're doing matters, it gives you a peace through turmoil, through difficulty, through ups and downs. If I fail in the attempt to do something that matters, I can live with that.
You do realize that this could be the year that you change your life if you just log in? Me and you both know you didn't stick to the script last year, but it's okay though, because this year we're coming for everything that we lost and more. We ain't hearing the excuses no more. Your future is tired of that. You're the only one that can make it right, but you're also the only person that can mess it up. Lock in and change your life, like your life depends on it, because it do.
Understand that 2025 is right around the corner, and if you want to make the most of it, this is what you're going to do. Work on your personal craft, because it is only through a project that you are genuinely able to improve. And most importantly, take action, because you will accomplish nothing unless you go out there and will it into existence. If you're able to do all of those, I guarantee that you will have the best year of your life.
How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams?
$27,000 a year.
And when were you going to stop and come back and do what makes you happy?
Good question.
I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives, guys exactly like you. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness. You have an opportunity here, Bob. This is a rebirth.
I think having a purpose is that thing that makes us tick, that gets us up every day and gets us over the hump of opposition and adversity. And the reason that I champion adversity and opposition is because I think for the most part in life, people pretty much know what to do when things go right. Right? Like when things go right, they know how to feel, they know how to act, how to react. But it's when that opposition and that adversity comes and it creates a level of misunderstanding, right? Now the vision is blurred. Now you don't have clarity about what you're supposed to do. Now you question if your existence matters. And I think when you have a purpose, it's powerful because in the midst of the opposition, it makes you realize that you've been put here for a certain reason.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an idea, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely.
Yes.
Legend, Pistol Heen.
This year, you can't fear change. In one of the beautiful passages in meditation, Marcus Aurelius reminds himself that everything in life comes from change, good and bad. And by trying to keep things the same, not only are you, of course, focused on something that you don't control, but you're preventing yourself from all the wonderful opportunities that exist that could come your way. We live in a time of disruption. We live in a time of institutions that are falling apart. We live in a time of innovation, new institutions that are being created. So you can't fear what's going to come of that. The Stoics say all you could focus on this year is embracing those things, adapting yourself to change, acquiescing to that change, rather than fighting it, rather than fearing it, rather than resenting it. Because it's going to happen regardless of how you feel about it. So what you should focus on, the Stoics would say, is what you're going to do about it.
Life is hard on the good days when you expect so much of yourself. And when the bad days come around, keeping the promises feels almost impossible. I wish I could explain to you the pit in my stomach in those moments, but I'm not sure I have the right words, to be honest. Somehow I always see the other side of the promise kept, though, and the difficult part is that it doesn't provide the relief you'd hope it would. My only consolation at times is that I know I did the right thing to maintain who I am, because that is the one thing I cannot let myself lose.
One guy came over to me frustrated. But man, I keep on failing. Took me 4 times to pass the bar. They were trying to start my business. I keep on failing at that. The whole time he was talking to me, I started smiling. Because why are you smiling? I said, because you missed it. I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail, because they never try. He said, how do you handle failure, guys? I said, I'm looking at failure. I look at my first, second, third attempt. One thing in life, that's for sure. The failure, motherfucker, always wins. Stay hard.
The year's almost over. It's been a tough year, right? But we're not going to talk about that right now. This is for making it through this tough year. There's been a lot of good and bad, but I'm happy that you've made it this far and that you're still here. Thank you for hanging in there, and I'm proud of you for staying strong.
If you wish to be the king of the jungle, it's not enough to act like a king. You must be the king. There can be no doubt. Because doubt causes chaos and one's own demise.
Start something you believe in and give it everything you have. Not for the applause, not for the outcome, but because it's yours. Focus on the work. Let it consume you. Take small steps every day and watch how they compound. What feels impossible now becomes inevitable over time. Forget perfection. Forget shortcuts. Mastery lives in repetition. And the timeline for greatness is a lifetime.
Patience, and you come out the other side and you realize how much you grew through that, you start becoming grateful, right? One, you become grateful for what you just went through. You become grateful for the past experiences, but also you become grateful for when you are going through tough situations in the future, because you understand that literally the situation and the season I'm in right now is developing me in a certain way that maybe I can't see right now, but I know that if I keep showing up, keep taking it day by day, step by step, moment by moment, I'm going to come out a better version of myself. Man, I'm grateful for that.
There's a quiet kind of pain in starting over. It feels like failure. Like all the effort, all the time, all the dreams you poured into something have been erased. Like you're back at square one, staring at the wreckage of what could have been. Starting over isn't just hard, it's humbling. It forces you to face everything you thought you'd left behind. Your fears, your doubts, and the heavy weight of regret. But here's the thing. Starting over isn't the end. It's the beginning. It doesn't feel like that though, does it? When you're in it, when the dust hasn't settled, and all you can see is what you've lost, it's hard to imagine that this could be the start of something better, something stronger, something worth all the pain. And yet, that's exactly what it is. You see, life isn't linear. It's not a straight path from point A to point B. It's messy. It's filled with detours, dead ends, and moments where you have to stop, turn around, and begin again. And that's not failure. That's life. The people who never start over, the ones who cling to what's broken because they're too afraid to begin again, they're the ones who stay stuck. They're the ones who never grow, never change, never find out what's waiting for them on the other side of the storm. Starting over is an act of courage. It's standing in the ruins of what you thought your life would be and saying, this isn't where it ends. This is where it begins. It's choosing to believe that no matter how many times you've fallen, no matter how many times you've failed, you still have something left in you, something worth fighting for. And here's the truth. Starting over doesn't mean erasing everything that came before. It doesn't mean forgetting the lessons, the strength, the resilience you've built along the way. It means taking those things, those hard-earned truths, and using them as the foundation for what comes next. Because every time you start over, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience, and that makes all the difference. Think about a tree that's been cut down. On the surface, it looks like the end. The trunk is gone, the branches are gone, the leaves are gone. But deep beneath the soil, the roots remain. And those roots, they're still alive, still strong, still capable of growing something new. That's you. No matter how many times life has cut you down, your roots are still there. And from those roots, you can rebuild. You can grow. You can rise. But rebuilding takes time. It takes patience. And most of all, it takes faith. Faith in yourself. Faith in the process. Faith that even though you can't see the end yet, it's worth the work. And it is work. Starting over means showing up every day, even when it feels like nothing is happening, even when it feels like you're getting nowhere. It means planting the seeds of your future self, watering them with your effort, and trusting that eventually they'll grow, and they will grow, because that's what life does. It grows, even in the face of loss, even in the face of failure, even in the face of uncertainty. Life has a way of finding a path forward, of creating something new from the ashes of what was. And you are no different. You are life. You are growth. You are the possibility of what comes next. Starting over also requires something else. The ability to forgive yourself, to let go of the mistakes you've made, the opportunities you've missed, the times you've fallen short. You're not perfect. You never will be. And that's okay. Perfection isn't the goal. Growth is. Progress is. Becoming a little bit stronger, a little bit wiser, a little bit more yourself every day. That's the goal. So if you're standing at the edge of a new beginning, unsure of whether you have the strength to start again, let me tell you this. You do. You've already survived the worst. You've already faced the pain, the heartbreak, the loss. And you're still here. That means you're stronger than you think. That means you're capable of more than you know. And when you start again, when you take that first step, it's not going to feel monumental. It's not going to feel like a movie montage where everything suddenly falls into place. It's going to feel small, quiet, maybe even insignificant. But that first step, it's everything. Because it's proof that you're not done yet. It's proof that you're willing to try. And that willingness, that's where transformation begins. Starting over doesn't mean you failed. It means you're brave enough to keep going. It means you're willing to leave behind what no longer serves you, to let go of the life you thought you wanted so you can create the life you're meant to live. And that life, it's out there, waiting for you. Waiting for you to take the steps, to put in the work, to believe in yourself enough to try.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
What you realize is a lot of the things that you feared or hated or were embarrassed about as a child end up being the genesis of the things that you're most proud about as an adult.
Be careful what you aim at. What you aim at determines the way the world manifests itself to you. And so if the world is manifesting itself in a very negative way, one thing to ask is, are you aiming at the right thing?
So many people are suffering in comfort, meaning they're constantly trying to add things, even though they're suffering in their life. Prison of our minds, the prison of the emotions we don't want to feel, the prison of feeling like we're less, the prison of feeling like my life doesn't matter, the prison of not having a sense of direction, the prison of feeling invisible. And I believe suffering comes from a place in our life where we're not pursuing our dreams. We're not pursuing our potential.
I guarantee that there are people that have been sitting on an idea for more than a decade, sitting on a dream for over 10 years. And that's horrible. That's where dreams die. That's where ideas die. That's where projects die. So write down the top three things you need to do. And then you go do those three things. Imagine if you wrote down the three things you need to do tomorrow, and then tomorrow you woke up and you did them. And then imagine if you did that for 5 years, where would you be in life?
You gotta quit negotiating the price. Right now, make the decision that any price is worth it as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral for you to make your family proud of you, for you to make your dream happen. Stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy. It steals your focus. But those of you that get laser focused, become totally immersed in your dream, that know those babies of yours, your parents, guess what? They're worth the sacrifice. You spend the rest of your life worrying about what everybody thinks about you, someday you'll never have to worry about it again, because when you die, nobody will remember you were here.
You lose friends. Well, you're going to lose the friends who don't want the best for you. Those are the friends you want in 10 years? I mean, you lose friends. Well, maybe you gain new friends. Maybe you gain better friends. Or maybe, miracle of miracles, your friends pick up their mess too and move forward. But you have to contemplate the price you pay for inaction.
Yeah, it excites me. I think that's the difference is that when I have self-doubt, it excites me because it's like, okay, well, you know, this is a challenge. You know, let's see. I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm gonna find out.
What can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
Even when it's cold outside, even when it's raining, even when it's just too difficult to get out of bed, the person that has the ability to get up and stay focused and consistent is a disciplined motherfucker.
Change isn't for those who need it. It's for those who want it. Translation, it's all about willingness. Willingness born out of a desire to survive, I suppose, but also pain. You don't have to be in pain to change. You don't have to hit rock bottom in order to make alterations to your life. Change is always within your grasp if you can summon the willingness to ask for it.
Stop worrying about what these people think about you. Live your dream. Worry about the people you love. And by the way, I know some of the very people you're doing it for are the ones not supporting you. They're the ones telling you to quit. Just do it anyway.
I want to tell you this. What you focus on is what you will feel. If you change your focus, you will change what you feel, and it will change your life.
You're in this job you hate, and it's 10 years from now. How does that look? Think about that. You already know you're in a little hell. You know perfectly well it's going to get worse. Which is more frightening? Action or inaction?
My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time. I just can't let it do it anymore. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
Allow yourself to be more open and more vulnerable, because what is hidden cannot be healed. It is in the light and the sharing and the trust and the vulnerability
that together we get better. And we will fight. And in fighting, we will win. And if not the battle, and if not the war, we will win because our spirit, it will never surrender. And that is the ultimate victory, to hold your head high. And even in the face of inescapable defeat, to stand and to fight. That is to win. And when bad things are happening, I am going to try and be the one good thing.
You say you want to be great, let your actions, let your words display that. If you say you love the cat that's next to you, let your actions and let your words display that. If you say you really want to be elite, let your actions and let your words display that. I want you to get the spirit. That's uncommon. Right? You can't be a common man and do uncommon things. That's uncommon. That's an uncommon mentality. That's an uncommon spirit. That's an uncommon disposition. Don't ask me if I'm all right. No, we not. We said we was going to dominate these cats, and we ain't dominate. Every single day, do you dominate in what you do?
That this lion is the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. The little lion comes, they start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. Now, the other animals, they notice this. They start to move in. They're barking at him, laughing at him. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder,
till one day, that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind. Eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackass
who he is.
Because it's a compliment when people say you are good. But if you settle for being good, you'll miss out on the whole boat called greatness. You see, greatness is a boat trip away because there's a great gulf between those who are good and those who are great. No one remembers those who were simply good. We remember those who were great. We never, never quit.
And if you feel like your life is in a place where you can't get any lower, and you don't think you can find any way out,
yeah,
because that means the ultimate challenge is ahead of you. It means you can only go up. And it also means that things are going to be tough. Things are going to be tougher than anything you can imagine, but that storm that you're in, from your perspective, it seems like that storm is enveloping the whole world. But I'm telling you, it is not.
So one of the things, in order to make this your decade, in order to reach your goals, you've got to find some reasons that make you strong, some reasons that will make you hang in there when times get rough, because they're going to get rough. It's going to be very challenging. Whenever you decide that you want to grow, whenever you decide that you want to go to another level, all hell will break loose. Everything that will happen, whatever that can happen, will happen, and at the worst possible moment. They call it Murphy's Law.
Will become a beacon, a light, an example, a demonstration of what's possible, of what it looks like when hard work meets opportunity, and when opportunity met you, you became you. Now take a deep breath, gauge your day. Think about what's ahead of you and go after it with a new gusto, with new purpose, because you are here and it's an obstacle and you are designed to overcome them.
But the storm is not everything. And it won't last forever. You can get out of the storm, and you will get out of the storm. And when you get out, but right now, you're being tried. You're being forged. You're being tested by fire and by pain. That's the test.
So you gotta have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, it drops you to your knees and starts choking you. You got a dream, though. I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. Is life had knocked me down? I said, life, I'm doing this because I want to make my mama proud of me. I'm doing this because I want my children to have a better life than what I had. I'm doing this because all my life I've been told I'd be a loser, that I wouldn't make it.
Don't fail the test. Don't give in. Don't quit.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Most people fear death because they wasted their life. Too busy chasing approval. Ignoring instincts. And ran out of time. To be who they were. They live for everyone else. Their parents, friends, spouses, bosses, even a stranger on a screen. But they never live for themselves. Now with their back against the wall, they realize the truth. The world never cared. And they let themselves rot for nothing. Now you can make excuses. Say it was a sacrifice. But the mirror doesn't lie. So if you look in that mirror and see your reflection and ask yourself, was it worth it? And if the answer is no, then what the hell are you waiting for? Be you and live like time owes you nothing, because it doesn't. Do something that makes you happy.
Life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is a dream, realize it. Life is a challenge, meet it. Life is a duty, complete it. Life is a game, play it. Life is a struggle, accept it. The second one reads, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, where he stands at times of challenge
and controversy.
I'm going to say something to you. You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. The last thing takes discipline, because this whole game is one big long shot. And if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then my friend, I'm afraid to say one day you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now, and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it, slowly, piece by piece.
Those who fight with dragons for too long become dragons themselves. And those that gaze into the abyss gazes right back. All of us have a dragon's lair. A haunting. A shadow. That thing within us, or that place where we don't want to touch, and we don't want to look, and we don't want to go on that journey of figuring out, because there's a dragon in there, right? That's what everyone's telling us. And so what this quote is trying to tell us is, hey, I know you've heard all of these myths and tales, but what if you hadn't figured it out yourself? What if instead of gazing and being so scared that you're going to get eaten by something or whatever, you walk into the dark and go see it for yourself? Very scary thing. Not many people would do that, because Mr. Fear has lied.
But the real answer to your question is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You have to be singular, inflexible, unyielding in your own work, so that even the struggle, that very struggle to achieve, becomes its own reward. A hard, simple ability to continue is a kind of blessing. You can't do your work according to other people's values. I'm not talking about also following your dream either. I never liked the inspirational value of that phrase. Besides being sentimental, it's beside the point. Dreaming is a way of trivializing the process, the obsession that carries you through the failure, as well as the successes, which could be harder to get through. I mean, if you're dreaming, you're sleeping, and it's important. An imperative to always be awake to your feelings, your possibilities, your ambitions, and don't get hung up on the consequences, because they can be good, like awards, success, and even celebrity, and they can be bad, like no awards, no success, and no celebrity.
Things will happen to you. Things that you cannot control. A raw emotion will find you when it does. How you deal with it, what you do, will define who you are.
Did that happen to you?
Oh, it happens to all of us, whether we want it to or not.
Every scars we have make us who we are. We're meant to go back and fix them. And there's nothing broken with you that needs to be fixed. Take it from an old guy who's made a lot of mistakes. Don't live your past. Live your life. Don't let your tragedy define you.
What if it's supposed to define me? Your tragedy made you a hero.
And also made me alone.
I don't define my past. My past has taught me who I am. To be able to evaluate the situation present and apply what I've learned to make the best choice. And that choice is based on character. It's based on morality, integrity. Never about financial return. Never about monetary value. or tangible items. It's always been about the character, the intangible item.
Sometimes we need help to get there.
Yes.
You've come a very long way. In a very short time.
Well, it doesn't feel that way. But you should know that I have always taken the path that is most right.
Most right.
The result is never in question for me. Just what path do you take to get there? And there is always one that is most right. And that is what this is.
You have to be willing to sacrifice some comfort to step into what is for you. It may mean sacrificing old habits and old ways, right? This season that you're in or you're trying to step into may need you to sacrifice old habits, old ways of thinking, right? Old spaces you used to navigate. Are you willing to do that for your growth, right?
There's a weight to being alone that few people talk about. Solitude can feel like a void, like silence pressing in from all sides, magnifying every thought, every doubt, every piece of yourself you've been trying to outrun. It can feel like the world has forgotten you, like no one sees you, like you've been left behind while everyone else moves forward. But here's the thing about solitude. It's not a punishment. It's a crucible. Most people fear being alone. They fill their lives with distractions, with noise, with people who barely see them, because the thought of sitting with themselves is unbearable. But solitude forces you to face yourself. It strips away the masks, the performances, the external validation. It takes everything you thought you needed, the attention, the applause, the company, and asks, who are you without it? Who are you when it's just you? And that's where the strength is. That's where the growth is. Because when you're alone, there's no one to impress, no one to hide behind, no one to tell you who you're supposed to be. It's just you, raw, unfiltered, and real. And in that space, in that silence, you find the truth about yourself. The truth is, solitude doesn't weaken you, it sharpens you. It's in the quiet moments, the ones where you feel like no one is watching, that you discover who you really are. You learn what you value, what you stand for, what you're capable of. And yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's hard. But strength isn't built in comfort. It's built in the moments when you're forced to carry your own weight, when there's no one to lean on, no one to rely on but yourself. Think about a tree standing alone in an open field. It doesn't have the shelter of a forest to protect it. It's exposed to every storm, every gust of wind, every blazing sun. And yet because of that, its roots grow deeper. Its trunk grows stronger. Its resilience is unmatched. That's what solitude does to you. It makes you unshakable. But here's the thing about solitude. It's not just about enduring it. It's about using it. It's about turning it into a forge where you can shape yourself into something stronger, something wiser, something whole. Because when you're alone, you're free. Free from the noise of the world. Free from the expectations of others. Free to ask yourself, what do I want? Who do I want to be? And the answers to those questions, they're not easy. They don't come all at once. But in solitude, you have the time and the space to find them, to explore the parts of yourself you've been too busy to face, to confront the fears, the insecurities, the wounds that you've been carrying. And through that confrontation, through that process of sitting with yourself, you begin to heal. You begin to grow. Solitude isn't just about being alone. It's about becoming whole. It's about learning that your worth doesn't come from the people around you, the validation they give you, or the way they make you feel. Your worth comes from within. It comes from knowing who you are, from standing on your own two feet, from realizing that you're enough, just as you are. But let's be real. It's not easy. There will be days when the silence feels deafening. Days when you crave connection so desperately that you'd give anything to fill the emptiness. And in those moments, it's tempting to reach for anything, any distraction, any temporary comfort, to make the loneliness go away. But don't. Don't fill the silence just for the sake of avoiding it. Sit with it. Let it teach you. Let it strengthen you. Because solitude is a teacher, and its lessons are powerful. It teaches you resilience, how to keep moving, even when no one is cheering you on. It teaches you clarity, how to separate what matters from what doesn't, how to hear your own voice in a world full of noise. And most of all, it teaches you self-reliance, the kind of strength that doesn't depend on anyone else, the kind of strength that no one can take away from you. When you embrace solitude, you discover something incredible. You don't need anyone else to complete you. You don't need external validation to feel whole. You don't need the approval of others to know your worth. And that realization, that's freedom. That's power. And here's the irony. When you've embraced solitude, when you've found strength in it, you're no longer afraid of being alone. You don't cling to people out of fear. You don't settle for less than you deserve, just to avoid the silence. Instead, you choose the people in your life with intention. You surround yourself with those who add to your peace, not those who disrupt it. And that's when connection becomes meaningful. Not something you need to survive, but something that enhances an already full and complete life.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know what crazy means? Crazy means that you have the ability to see things that other people can't. That's what crazy means. And if you're not fucking crazy, you're never going to succeed at anything in life. Everybody has got to be a little bit off. Anybody that's something that's done something successful, anybody that's done something great, they don't think like anybody else.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built it. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built it. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You ask questions. You be a good person. You care about others. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built it. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
So the only way we get to that ultimate version of ourselves is by replacing ourselves and growing all the time. This has to become an addiction for you. It has to become an emergency. For too many of us, we like to grow. And every time you don't make it an emergency, it's not a crisis, you're not in a hurry, it's almost like, if I don't do this, I will die. You never get there. And the truth is, whether you know it or not, you are either growing or you are dying. And so you are dying if you're not growing.
That's why people don't take the right path. That's why you ask, what's the one thing? Boy, don't we wish it was that simple. There's no one rule to success. There's no one rule to winning. Those rules are endless. Mental toughness
as a continuing battle of what's going on in your head. There's a mental war that goes on in here that you must fight every single day.
We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible.
You can't always acquire the things you want. You can't always just go get the car or the house or the relationship you'd want. But you are in control of acquiring the next version of you. And that requires being uncomfortable. That requires growth.
The mind has to be stronger than the feelings, because that's what the dark side requires you to do. That's what winning requires. It requires you to make decisions, not suggestions. And when you make decisions, you have to answer the hard questions. These days, people are willing to make decisions. They want others to make decisions for them, because when others make decisions for you, you always have an out. You can blame that person.
How you can live is do it while you're alive. Go back in your brain, crack it open while you're alive. Don't wait until you're dead to figure out why you died. Do it while you are living. Go in there, go into the suffering. Go into the pain of your life and say, why did this suck for me so bad? Why am I afraid of all this stuff? Why have I shut down the whole world? I guarantee you, I'll tell you why you shut down the whole world. It's in these nooks of the suffering within your brain, in the scarring. Are all the answers to why you are on the couch feeling sorry for yourself. They lie within the scars. Learn from yourself. Learn from life. Learn from your failures. Learn from your insecurities. Learn from your self-doubt.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm talking about every single day, the spirit, the disposition of being able to show up on the strength of our integrity and our character and bring everything we got into an environment. That doesn't mean we'll always be our best, but I'm talking about specifically being able to bring our best.
First of all, you don't have all the problems in the world. You have your problems and the problems that bother you. And you might ask yourself, well, why do those problems bother you and not other problems? And I would say, maybe it's because in those problems you actually find your destiny. And those are often things you don't want to look at, but it was something that bothered you. It turned out that was your problem. And if you faced it, well, then you figured out on that road that that was your destiny, properly thinking.
It makes sense. Unless you change your pattern, unless you change the way you're thinking, unless you change your behavior, you're going to continue to produce the results of your life. See, all of us are winners, but some of us are producing results that we don't want. And so all you have to look at your game plan, look at your strategy. How is it that you have been beat? What is it that you've been doing to produce this? So you're the director, you're the producer, you're writing the script, you're the star of your life. And as you begin to look at your life, you can decide whether or not it's a smash or whether or not it's a flop. That's in your hands.
I want to remind you of this, because so many times in this world, we forget, right? We allow circumstances to make us forget this. We allow people to make us forget this. We allow an environment to make us forget this. We allow opinions to make us forget this. We allow social media to make us forget this. We allow our job to make us forget this. We allow people around us sometimes, our friends or our family, to make us forget this. And I want to remind you of this. I want to remind you of this truth, that it is the truth that you are enough. Okay? You are enough for the things that are meant to be in your life. I want to tell you right now, man, stop chasing it. Stop chasing happiness.
Now, the true task is never forgetting it, right? Even when we become successful,
even when things go really well and we hit a rough patch. The challenge is never forgetting the spirit, the feeling, the thought process of when we went through those moments of preparation, what it took to get over the hump, to get through the rough patches, and to continue to press forward, right? That's what I always say to people. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. Because a cat can become so successful, they can become a victim of their own success.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.